Hey everyone, it's Paul Castain from YourSalesPlaybook.com with a quick sales tip. Now, this time, it's right about this time, every single year, a lot of us start really getting into the whole planning thing for the next year, right? I mean, that's pretty accurate, right? We're starting to, hopefully you've been thinking about this for a while, that you don't wait until like it's almost November. But it's right about now. I would say the vast majority of sales reps out there are putting together their plan to kick ass in the new year. Now, one of the biggest mistakes that people make, and you're going to say duh when I tell you what it is, but I want you to hear me out because we're going to turn that duh into a oh shit, right? Because there's something behind that duh and something behind the obvious that a lot of people miss. So one of the obvious thing that a lot of people miss when they're setting their goals for the next year is the plan to achieve the goals, right? Okay, I'll say it with you. Duh, Castain. But here's the part that so many people miss. You ready? It's taking an honest assessment of their skill level, looking in the mirror, if you will, looking at where they're strong and where they're weak, and putting together a plan to get better in those areas. Now, right now, you might be thinking, yeah, I mean, what's the big deal? Well, it's a huge deal because I can have the greatest goals in the world. And you know what? Quite frankly, I could put together just a real kick-ass plan to get there. But if I'm not going to take some kind of an account of where I'm strong and where I'm weak, I'm just going to stay at the same level. This time next year, right? November 2018, you know, end of October, Halloween type of thing. Here I am. I'm going to be just like the same skill level that I had like this year when I was talking about it, and that's no good. So I put together something free for you, and it's something I've talked about quite a bit. And one thing, I don't know if you guys noticed about me, is that I'm not going to back off of something. If I've got a point to make with you guys, I really don't give a shit if it offends you. I don't give a shit if you're tired of me saying it or whatever. I will say it as often as I need to until I feel that the vast majority of the audience has gotten the message. And the message that I've been sending the entire year is to take the time to look in the mirror. Ask your ego to leave the room. It is one of the hardest things for us to do in sales. We have these egos. All of us do. We are the most egotistical people on the planet, by far. We're probably right up there with like celebrities and sports figures and everything else. And quite frankly, before you kind of challenge me on that egotistical thing, we have to be egotistical. And the reason why we have to have these huge egos in sales, I don't mean we have to be a dick about it, right? We're going around and we're like, you know, high and mighty. You know, that's certainly a form of it. But we have to have egos because the ego protects us from all this like rejection and people flaking out on us. I mean, how many times did you think you had the deal almost to the point which you really shouldn't do, but you've mentally spent your commission check, man? Like, you know, all right, man, when this deal happens, I'm going to be able to do this, and I'm going to put X amount toward the kids' college, and, you know, we want to go away next year in January, do some scans, so, you know, I could put, you know, a few $100 towards that or whatever, and then all of a sudden, this thing falls through. And the thing that keeps us going is having the egos that we do, because it protects us from just, like, really being oversensitive to these things in sales that are just part of our day to day. Now, that can be a good thing, but the bad part of this whole thing of having the egos that we do is that sometimes in an effort to protect us, the ego actually hurts us because it doesn't let us see that we actually, you ready for this? I mean, this is gonna be a shocking revelation. We actually need to improve in certain areas. And this is why you see a lot of people in sales saying, well, that's sales 101 and that's basic, and saying duh. And meanwhile, they haven't done this shit in like 10 years. They just would rather sit there and poke fun at like a tactic or dismiss it as sales 101 because it's a lot easier than saying I'm scared or I don't know how to do that or I haven't done that in a while. I haven't done it in so long, I wouldn't even know where to begin. So this free checklist that I've put together for you, it's going to help you think through the areas that you have to improve upon. It takes not even 5 minutes to go through it. I set it up so it was like fun and used the Rockstar theme, you know, because I don't know about you, I don't like really technical things. I mean, I was never good at that. In school, God knows how many times like I had to like repeat math and like, you know, algebra and all this other stuff, man. I don't like really, really technical things. So I put it together just to be real easy, not something that's going to like take you 3 years to do. But before I tell you how to get it, I want to tell you what I want you to do with this. So let me just give you some instructions here, because this is really important. And I'm telling you, it can make a huge difference for you next year. So the first thing I want you to do is carve out a few minutes to review each quality that I've listed for you on this checklist that you're going to print out. And you're going to be basically rating yourself next to each quality on a scale from 1 to 10. And there's even a little spot for you to do it. You'll see little numbers from 1 to 10. And you're going to circle the one or put an extra, whatever you want to do, that best represents your skill level in that area. And again, you want to be honest with yourself. It's for your eyes only anyway. It's not like we're going to make this public, or you're giving it to me, or you're doing it online. You're printing it out, and you're going to kind of old school it and just do it right on the paper there. So that's the first thing. So the next thing is that once you get through it, and it'll take you about 5 minutes to get through it, I want you then to go back and look at your top qualities, the ones where you just rated yourself up there like nines and tens. And I want you to flag your best three. Now, why would I tell you to flag your best qualities? And my reason for that is that so much of self-improvement is focused on where you're weak and focusing on how to get better in those areas. And we certainly want to do that, and we will do that as part of this exercise. But I think an area that we forget about is taking like an 8 or a 9 and making it a 10, or even taking a 10 and making it like, you know, like 10 plus plus plus, right? Just like kind of just going off the charts with it. So that's the next thing that I want you to want to flag the areas that you're strong, flag the areas where you're weak. And again, be honest with yourself and just list those 2 to 3 qualities. So what you should be looking at the end of it are 2 to 3 of your top qualities, 2 to 3 of the ones where it's like, Houston, we have a problem. And then what I want you to do, you're not going to do this all in one sitting. I want you to simply begin. Now, notice I stopped there. I said, simply begin. That's our biggest problem when it comes to anything to do with self-improvement. It's just taking that first step. And I found that once you take the first step, it's easy now to take a second and a third and a fourth and a fifth. And next thing you know, I'm kind of thinking that song. Remember that song, Put One Foot in Front of the Other, from that damn Christmas show? I almost started singing it, man. Like, what the hell's wrong with me? But anyway, what I want you to do is just simply begin, and begin to put together a plan to get better in those areas. So let's just say, for example, one of the areas you flagged is getting better with time management. Okay, well, I mean, you know, I think that's an important thing to acknowledge. If you're not really good at managing your time, that could seriously get in the way of you getting some really like awesome results next year. So now what you want to do is put together a plan, a simple plan, nothing complicated. I hate really technical, clinical, complicated things. And I especially hate them when I know that somebody in corporate wants to see that. I'm more about simple shit. Simple shit gets done as far as I'm concerned. And it has to be like almost so easy, this plan, that if you and I were having a drink at the bar, you could just like write it out for me on like the back of like the napkin and just say, well, here's what I'm going to do. I mean, I'm going to do these three things every day. And on a weekly basis, I'm going to do these things. I'm going to track my time. I'm going to do that. And just nice and simple. That's what I want you to do. Once you flag those areas, come up with your plan. The beautiful thing about doing this, when it's the end of October going in November, it's not showtime yet for 2018. You've got plenty of time to go back and revise and everything else, but the whole point is to begin. Now, just one thing that I just want to just mention for the sales managers that are listening. I mean, this is something that your team should be doing. And when I give you the link for this, have them do this exercise. And it's stuff that you can review in your one-on-ones with them. Also, it's going to give you ideas. If you have your entire sales team do this exercise, it's going to give you ideas where you need to support them, and also ideas and topics for your sales meetings, because I'm hoping that your sales meetings are not just filled with a bunch of administrative garbage, right? They shouldn't really have really any administrative things in them, to be honest with you. That should be like emailed and sent along to people in FedEx and stuff. But when you're pulling people out of the field, the bulk of that time should be spent like kind of on educational content and brainstorming and planning and things like that. But once you have everybody do this, this is going to give you ideas for topics that are going to be meaningful to your team. You're going to see a much higher level of engagement too. Why? Because you're going to be talking about stuff they want to talk about. So what I want you to do is visit yoursalesplaybook.com/checklist. yoursalesplaybook.com/checklist. Now also, while you're at it, if you'd like information on my coaching program, I want you to visit yoursalesplaybook.com/coaching, yoursalesplaybook.com/coaching, or you can certainly shoot me an email. You can email me directly, paul@yoursalesplaybook.com, paul@yoursalesplaybook.com. And just so that we are just like so freaking clear here on what the mission is after this little quick sales tip, I'm triple dog daring you to ask your ego to leave the room and take an honest look at your strengths, your weaknesses, and then create a plan that's going to go with you into 2018. Final point that I want to make. This is not something that you do once and you call it good. It's not one and done. Actually, what I do is I recommend to all of my coaching clients that they do this once every single quarter. In fact, you should do it at least once a quarter. Why? Because things change. Things that were challenging you 3-4 months ago might be a thing of the past now, or they might be challenging you at a much higher level. There might be a new set of challenges now. Your market has changed. Your clients has changed. You know, have changed. I can tell you, in the short period of time you've been listening to this, something has changed somewhere. And since business moves at the speed of light, we want to make sure that at the very least we're keeping up with that, but ideally staying ahead of that. So again, I want you to print this out. I don't want you to give me this shit like, oh, I'm busy. You're always going to be busy. I promise you, you are never going to wake up in the morning and say, ah, today is a glorious day to train. Ah, today is a glorious day for me to look in the mirror, have my ego to leave, and I shall do it today. You know, I always think, because I'm like a big Rocky fan, I always think of that scene in Rocky III. Now, if you can get beyond all like the really shitty acting, like, Adrian, you know, you want to break me down? I can't even imitate the guy. It's so bad. It's like, you know, there, I said it. You broke me down. I mean, it's like really shitty acting, but it was a damn good movie. And I think about Apollo Creed training Rocky, and he, like, his head isn't on straight at this point, and like his head isn't in the game with the training, and you know, Apollo's coming at him, and he's like, all right, I'm coming in, and he's beating the shit out of him, and Rocky's like, come on, man, you know, get it together. And Rocky goes, tomorrow. And Apollo Creed says to him, there is no tomorrow. And in fact, I think he said it 2 or 3 times for extra shitty acting and dramatic effect. I'm not even going to try to imitate Apollo, because it's going to sound exactly like Rocky. In fact, anybody you want me to imitate will sound like what I just did, which is why I can never quit my day job. So, folks, we have a very clear mission this week. I want you to stop with the excuses. I want you to take a look in the mirror. And if this is difficult for you to do, I want you to understand that, and the thing that should motivate you is that for the average person, this is so difficult that they're going to put it off and they're going to use bullshit excuses like, I'm busy. So the fact that you actually will do this and that you work through the fact that it's not the easiest thing to do to look at yourself honestly, like, you know, warts and all. The fact that you're willing to do that says a lot for you. So I want you to definitely give yourself a gold star. And certainly, if I can help you in any way, I want you to shoot me an email, paul@yoursalesplaybook.com. And with that, I'm Paul Castain from yoursalesplaybook.com. I am wishing you an incredible week ahead. Go get 'em.